I want to go where culture is.
It's going to be for us, but also for young people.
We are millennials.
Yes, we can.
This place is freaking awesome.
Real happy you like it.
You better lawyer up, asshole.
You just got to reach your threshold and run past it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another bonus fan club episode. I think, unless we release this as a regular episode, you'll find out when this comes out. I'm Zoe, and today I am not joined by Hannah. Hannah is at a wedding, so she is not available at the moment, but I am joined by our very good friend, Erin. Hello, Erin. Thank you for being on the show today.
Hello, Zoe. It's such an honor.
This is so fun to have you on to talk about F1. If anyone's, people that have listened to the show, we've referenced you a lot. You were obviously on our US Open episode, but even before that, I feel like we're always talking about you.
I know. And I get like the biggest grin on my face every time I hear it when I'm listening at home and you say, my friend Erin. I'm like, that's me.
Yeah. And we bring you up a lot when we talk about Formula One. And so we felt like it was only fitting, since Hannah is not in town, to have you on to do a special F1 episode. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
We got a lot of positive feedback the last time we did one of these, I would say, unhinged F1 episodes. And people seem to like them. And so we thought...
I definitely do.
Yeah. Yeah, it brought out the iconic, screaming, crying on the bathroom floor.
Screaming, crying on the bathroom floor. I think I also got some shout outs in that episode from Hannah because of her interesting choices when it came to like the Gilmore Girls and the Bachelor stuff.
Yes.
She wasn't wrong.
No,
I definitely had strong thoughts.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So for those who don't know, so Erin, you became a fan of F1 recently. When was the time that you became, like, what month?
It was in May, because I was supposed to be studying for my finals, and instead I watched all four seasons of Drive to Survive in about a week.
Yes, yes. Because I forced you to, basically.
More or less. My plan was to wait until I was finished with school, and then, queen procrastinator that I am, I was like bored one night when I should have been studying, and I said, here we go.
I think I remember you starting it because it was right before, it may have been the same weekend as the Miami Grand Prix.
Yes, yes.
And I had COVID. I just tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, text me everything you like, all your thoughts, because I was so bored. I had nothing to do. And I just was like wanting to talk to somebody, basically.
I think I sent you just stream of consciousness the entire time I was watching. I've gone back and read our texts, like both just between you and me and the group texts of Yumi and Hannah. There's some gold buried
There's some great stuff. But before we get into like we said, this is gonna be a fun episode. We're just gonna answer fun questions. No drama, none of that stuff. Well, we can make fictionalized drama, but
okay,
we're not going to talk about the actual, on track drama, because who cares? But before we get into all of that, I think for the listeners, because I feel like the listeners at this point know, I can tell that they're starting to pick up on what Hannah and I, who we like, 100%. And we'll get personalized messages and things about, like, this is for Hannah, this is for Zoe. Like,
yep.
I've been getting a lot of Pierre stuff sent to me, which is
love that for you.
Love that for me. Thank you to people who do that. I appreciate it. Or they'll like tag us and stuff. They'll be like, you guys will appreciate this. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for those who obviously don't know your preferences when it comes to F1, let's say, who are your like handful of, no set number, handful of favorite drivers, and maybe some that you're not, well, we'll focus on the positive first.
Sure. Okay. So I think my number one probably has to be Charles, because ultimate precious gem of a man.
Well, and I predicted that.
Yes.
Because I think it was the first, first season that you watched. And I immediately bought Erin a Charlotte Claire shirt to give her as a gift for when she finally finished school.
Prized possession.
Yeah. And I predicted that was going to be who she'd like. And then
spot on.
It was. Okay. So Charles is your number one.
Yes. I am a Ferrari girl because I also am deeply in love with Carlos Sainz. Just in love. Beautiful man.
Another precious gem.
Fabulous driver. the Spanish, everything about him. I'm in love. Okay, so those probably have to be my top two. Okay. And then can't not be a Daniel Ricciardo fan, obviously. Love Danny Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Also love Lando. I am a McLaren girly as well. Love Pierre.
Mm-hmm.
Love Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's top six?
Six.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are your six. That's about it.
Yes.
Not necessarily in order apart from the Ferrari.
Yes.
Like Lando is not my number three, if that makes sense. Or I guess I said Danny first, but still.
Okay. You would put Lando. Well, I won't ask you to rank them. Okay, fine. But I feel like you like Lewis more than you like Lando.
I think that's accurate.
And it's hard because it's like certain. You like certain things about Lewis that you don't like about Lando and vice versa.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting when you ask people their favorites because it's so hard to, because like for me, I was saying, who was I? Oh, my mom asked me basically like, who's going to be your favorite driver if we don't have to get into everything, and I was like, and she meant like driver on the track. Like, who am I cheering for on the track? And I feel like that's a very different question than like, who's your favorite driver? I know that's maybe confusing to people.
No, because I was going through our text this morning, knowing that we were going to be recording this. And we played, there was like that thing on Tumblr where you go through and you see the two options.
Yes.
And I ended up doing it twice because the first time I did it, I was like, well, who do I just like?
It's like overall, like, their personality, everything.
Everything. Yes. And then, of course, we did based on hotness. So, you know, it totally varies.
Yeah, because I still stand by this. Charles is my favorite driver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm just picking a driver,
of course,
he's my favorite driver. I think he's the best driver.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But if I'm picking who's my favorite complete person, including the drive, like that's a part of it. It's probably not him, but
yeah,
he's my favorite driver.
That makes sense to me.
Period. Okay, so enough of that. Let's get to some of these questions. We came up with some questions. We got some questions. So we'll kind of go back and forth. I feel like we should start off with a very simple Mary F. Kill. Simple for me, maybe not so simple for you. Actually, I think it is simple for you. And I actually think I know what you're going to do. And I may have to kill you for it, but I think I know what you're going to do. Okay. Carlos, Daniel, Pierre.
I absolutely knew it was going to be those three. Okay. This is really tough.
Should I say mine first?
I feel like I could probably tell you yours.
Yeah, everyone could.
Yeah, you're going to marry Danny. F. Pierre, kill Carlos.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, I
know what you're going to do.
I think I'm going to marry Carlos.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to F. Pierre.
Yeah.
It pains me to say that I'm going to kill Danny because I don't want to. From the bottom of my heart, I don't want to do that.
But you're going to slide that knife right into his heart.
Daniel Ricciardo, if you ever hear this, I don't want to kill you. but I am very much a Carlos and Pierre girl. So sorry.
It's okay. I think he'll forgive you. I think he's fine. okay. And we'll go through these because we got a few. We'll just rattle them off. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the next one was, does this change anything? Carlos, Charles, Daniel.
See, now I kind of just want to switch my Mary and F because I would really love to marry Charles.
Okay. But Daniel's still dead.
Unfortunately, yes.
Rough.
Ask me on another day and that could easily change.
What day?
Tomorrow.
on a Wednesday morning, I will. Is it like I, what I'm trying to say, is it after he like?
No, I just literally mean like I love all of these men so much. And sometimes just depending on the day and my mood.
Oh,
and
okay.
Even sometimes after certain races that they have, it changes. So okay. I could maybe one day, which doesn't make any sense, but one day I could say that I would kill Charles. After I just said that he was my favorite, you know,
I do. And actually, it's funny you said that because the other day I was actually like in my mind, I was kind of like ranking my top five. And I was at this given moment, I had Pierre at number four.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Screaming, crying on the bathroom floor.
I know.
Wow.
I know. And I had Charlotte too.
Wow.
I know. It was weird. It was that day.
No, I know. I get it. That was that day. That's me all the time.
Okay. This one's a little bit funny because it's kind of random, but it's okay. Latifi, Checo, and Kevin.
Oh my God. No. Oh, no, 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 no.
What?
I'm not going to say anything mean, but I'm just going to say I'm not going to marry Checo.
Okay.
Okay. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, I'm going to say RIP Checo.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to marry Kevin. I don't feel good.
I'm going to marry Latifi because I think he's not that Kevin's not nice. I think Latifi seems very nice.
Yeah. And,
like, no, a good person, kind person.
Yeah. I might go that route actually because Latifi seems like a nice guy, and as we've seen on Drive to Survive,
mate.
Yeah, Kevin can be a little aggressive.
Yeah, which I don't always hate, but
exactly, that's what I'm saying. So maybe we.
Interesting.
Sorry.
Okay. Do you want to share one of your questions?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Okay. I want to know your. I mean, obviously, I think I know at least your top two, but I want to know top three Drive to Survive episodes for you.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know. Sometimes I have a hard time being like, what was this an episode? Like,
sure.
How it was divided?
They are confusing in that sense.
Okay. Well, I think my number one, really my favorite, like, it's not so much an episode, but like my favorite sort of storyline throughout Drive to Survive is the Pierre storyline.
Okay. I knew that was going to be number one.
Yeah. That's my favorite. So I would say like his Monza win is my favorite.
Of course.
I think. I don't know why that hits so hard. It's the redemption. Yeah. It's the revenge part
of it.
It's
like a big screw you to Red Bull. Like Christian Horner, SMD.
Yeah. So that's I think definitely up there. I really like, speaking of redemption, I love the Monaco season one, Daniel winning.
Oh,
Monaco.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously because of the win, but it's also just like fun seeing Monaco and like the first it being the first season. It's like, oh, and I don't know. I like that.
Yeah.
And then what else do I like? What other episode do I really like? Probably, I know you're not as much of a Haas girly as interested, but I do think the episode, is it season three, season two, when the whole he does not fuck smash my door.
Yeah.
Wankers.
Classic.
Or not, that's a different one, yeah, but different. He does not fuck smash my door. I mean, any sort of Gunther moment, I very much enjoy, but there's a lot that I'd have to really go back and, how about you?
Yeah, definitely Pierre winning Monza, and then honestly any of the Monza episodes, because there's that one and then the iconic he won in Spa, he wins it, you know, Charles winning Monza, but then
Daniel,
yes, the Danny Lando 1-2 Monza, like those are so good. Also, I always get so weirdly emotional when I see the Roman Grosjean, like, man on fire, like that one is so intense.
It's intense, but I wouldn't say I like watching it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I just, it literally makes me emotional.
Who's your favorite? Okay, this isn't a question I had written down, but who are your favorite, like, people to see on Drive to Survive? Like, who are your favorite personnel? I mean, okay, let's put Daniel aside, because I think he's, like, the obvious choice.
I think Carlos is really fun to watch, because you get a lot. I like that we get a lot of his family stuff.
Yeah.
I think I always find that very interesting. I definitely like him. And then, of course, I love seeing Pierre on Drive to Survive, just because, like, I feel like so much of his arc was the Red Bull thing. And so it's fun to see. I mean, not fun, because that season two
was rough.
Very rough.
Okay, I do. I have another submission. I do love the Yuki episode in season four.
Oh, iconic. Absolutely
iconic.
Like, we are Yuki stans.
We are Yuki stans 100%. He is my son. I will literally lay down my life for Yuki. Anytime anyone says anything negative about Yuki, I am like, I'm ready with a pitchfork to kill. Like, I hate when anyone says anything negative. He is he's just iconic legend. If he ever leaves F1, I mean, I know his dream is to open up a restaurant, but like, he needs to do other things. Like, he needs to be just like someone needs to just like set him loose in every
at every panic. Just give him a microphone and let him run free. Like he should know if he's ever not in Formula One, what they should do is like start a YouTube series on the Formula One YouTube page where Yuki like brings in a driver and they sit down and have a meal, and it's like a long form interview.
Yes, kind of like Hot Ones, but it's like,
oh my God, yes. But Yuki gets to pick the meal. Yuki gets to like all creative control here. Yes. He can choose the drivers, aka he should just pick Pierre every single time. But
Okay, one of the questions we got was, what is your favorite driver pairing on the grid? And let's like say 2022, like what's, you know.
I mean, it's hard because I have three favorites and I know you know who each of the three pairings are.
Well, people don't know, so you can share.
Okay. Yuki and Pierre, just ultimate duo. The way they interact with each other,
it's
chef's kiss.
It's perfect because Yuki wants chef's kiss. He's gonna ask Pierre to put on a chef's hat and give him a little kiss. It's very layered, their relationship, actually, if you think about it, because it's very funny, it's very cute, but it's actually very sweet. It's very that you can tell
the clip of Yuki sitting on Pierre's lap.
Or just like Yuki saying like his worst moment on track was when he crashed in Pierre, or Pierre kind of is like always sort of
like a protector almost,
kind of like
big brother vibes.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic than any other dynamic that on the grid. It's like very, they make fun of each other and they laugh, but they it's clear that they really have a like close bond. Whereas other ones, like even Charles and Carlos,
which was going to be my number two,
they're good friends. Like I can say they're good friends, but I it's a different dynamic.
It is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And probably part of that has to do with, not that Yuki and Pierre are that far apart in age, but it does feel like Yuki's so young and Pierre is like
A little more seasoned
and just looks after him a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like I, like my vision is like if they were out, like they're walking out like late at night and like someone like shoulder checked Yuki, Pierre would be like, what? Like, you know, he would like kind of fight someone for him.
Yeah.
Whereas, I don't know that any other driver is going to like fight for their teammate.
Not teammate, but I was going to say Seb would fight for Mick.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. Yeah. So Carlos and Charles would be my number two. And then, of course, Danny and Lando are going to be my number three, just
for as long as they're still around.
Yes. Together. Yes. Just so many of like so much of my favorite YouTube content comes from the two of them, which actually is perfect because that was one of my questions for you is like, what are your all-time F1 YouTube videos? Because we are the same where we go down our YouTube,
we love YouTube
spirals.
Yes. Okay, what is my number one? Can you guess my number one video?
I was going to say the beans.
No.
Between Yuki and Pierre, but I thought that might be a little bit too niche.
It's a good one, but it's not a Pierre.
Okay. Is it McLaren?
Uh-huh.
Is it the Christmas tree?
Yes.
Okay, of course. That one's so good. That's definitely on my list.
Yes. That's a good one.
My tree. My tree.
Where's my bag gone? Daniel. I mean, I could recite it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Obviously, Australian slang, Haribo.
Oh, so good. So good.
That's a good one. Because that's the other thing, too. It's like we talk about this. Charles and Carlos, they're fun. They make good videos. But it's not their personality. Neither one of them is. Carlos is a tad bit unhinged, but he's not really unhinged.
I've said this before to you. Yeah. I blame whoever makes the Ferrari videos. Mm. I don't think they set them up for success. Like they don't let their personality shine through. Like all of their videos are just these competitions where like we don't get the McLaren stuff where it's like weird Danny teaching Lando something or Lando like them eating things together. I feel like a lot of the like C-squared videos are just competitions where they're so focused on only each other that we don't get to see
I will say though, like, I don't know if their personalities sense, but... did come out like in the game where they have to guess the songs.
Yeah.
That's yeah. really they were, you know, the one where they had to guess the emoji, the yeah. countries based on the yeah. emojis. Like there's certain
that,
oh, ones
that one's really good.
Where like they're able to kind of shine through. But them as just their personalities are more, they're not as unhinged.
Yeah.
Yuki and Pierre and Lando and Daniel are both, they're all four unhinged.
Very unhinged.
And different versions of unhinged, mm-hmm. but they're unhinged. And so that's why it causes chaos.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking, like, can you imagine if, because like, but part of me is like, if Pierre and Lando were together, it wouldn't quite be as unhinged. It's the Daniel and the Yuki.
Yeah.
Make it unhinged.
They are the unhinged elements.
They are the unhinged elements. Can you imagine if Daniel and Yuki were together?
I actually, that crossed my mind last week. I was like, what if that was a possibility? Like, what if that happened? There would be no, I don't know. The content that would come out of that would be a dream come true for me, to be quite honest.
It would be hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like in my head, it's Danny going to AlphaTauri in that situation.
Right, right.
And AlphaTauri comes up with some weird things for their drivers to do. So it's,
they're the most creative because I,
all
you know,
the
they don't have the budget. They clearly don't have the budget. They don't because like all these other teams have like the budget to put out weekly or like each race videos. Uh-huh. Like AlphaTauri doesn't do that. They're like, they're like, okay, we're going to do this podcast with our two drivers, but that is almost better than anything else because it's funny and they just let them cook. They let their shooters shoot.
Yes.
That's not, I'm saying two different things, but
I get it.
Just let them be them.
Yeah.
And like with the beans, here's a plate of beans.
Just move them to another plate. Like, I'm sorry. Who came up with that? Whoever it is, thank you, because it's hysterical, but it's so weird.
So freaking funny. Okay, moving on to the next question. Okay, so in that same vein, who's like your dream F1 teammates? Like if you could pick your dream team in terms of driving and also obviously for us like content purposes, but it's a combo. It's a all things considered.
I think I would say Pierre and Charles because they're already friends, so I feel like we could get good content from them.
Pierre could bring it out of Charles.
Yeah. Which like, because like separately, I don't know that they necessarily have the biggest personalities, but I feel like the friendship factor could play a role where they would be more comfortable together doing weird things.
I agree.
What about you?
I think I said on the episode Hannah and I did that if I was picking purely based on driving, like if I was like really going for a dream team, it would be Charles and Lewis.
Yeah, that crossed my mind for a hot second,
but... which would be an unbelievable team.
Yeah, but they would be so not even type A, like they would just be so straight and narrow, like not, there would be no unhinged factor whatsoever.
No,
and I need that.
But in terms of like what I'd really want, it would be Daniel and Pierre.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my God. Let me in that paddock.
Good content. Okay. Okay. This is actually a funny question. You can pick one tennis player to be an F1 driver and one F1 driver to be a tennis player. Who do you pick to do both?
Okay. The logical side of my brain says that Carlos needs to be the tennis player.
100%. Yes. Yes, yeah. Carlos for sure. That's obvious.
Yes. I mean, just how many videos has he put up of him playing, what's it called?
Paddleball?
Yeah.
Or something?
Something.
Or like pickleball?
No.
Squash?
I mean, yes. Maybe it's a squash one. I don't know. He just posted, I don't know. Anyways, he would be great.
He would be great.
Tennis player to Formula One driver. I want to say Steph.
I was going to say, well, they're all too tall, but.
That's true.
Matteo Berrettini.
Oh, that would be good. That would be good.
They're both, I mean, they're going to have to lose so much weight. They're both just way too tall. They're not going to fit in that car.
Yeah.
But in an alternate world where they lose 5 inches off their height,
what team would you want them on?
Well, Matteo would have to race for Ferrari. He's, you know, Italian.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like Steph would go to Red Bull.
Yeah. I mean, which is a Max Verstappen guy. So,
yeah, not.
I'm trying to think if there's someone else, some other tennis player that would be good, but no one's
jumping out.
But those are, I mean, the what are the qualifications? You have to be handsome.
Yeah.
And that's it. Just kidding. Obviously, you have to have skill or whatever they have to have. Okay. Do you have a question you want to share?
Yes.
One of yours.
Okay.
Okay.
If you are an F1 driver,
okay,
what team do you want to drive for?
Yeah.
Who do you want your driving partner to be?
Yeah.
And what team principal do you want?
Okay. So I can like move a principal to a different team. Okay.
You can do whatever you want. It's any combination.
Okay. Honestly, my gut, which is weird, not weird, but my gut said Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
Toto is my principal.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Because I think, and this is the thing, I was actually talking about this recently, like Toto, I think he has his driver's backs. He supports his drivers, but he's not a pushover for his drivers. It's kind of like a parent. Like there are some parents who, their child can do no wrong. Mm. Their child is God's gift to this earth. And anyone, any teacher that maybe says their child didn't turn in their homework, that it's not the child who didn't do, you know, it's the teacher who's wrong.
Yeah.
Everything is someone else's fault.
Yeah.
Toto is the prince, is the parent who obviously supports his children, but is also like, you messed up there.
Like a little realistic.
Yeah.
Like can like, admit the fault.
And you need to like and hold him to a standard.
Yeah.
And cares and is and wants them to do better, but also I just think he just can manage himself well, and I feel like he manages a team very well. Like he's just very on it.
Yeah.
So I would say that, and then I would say okay for teammate. Well, okay. So obviously on one hand you want to pick someone that you can beat.
Yeah.
So I'm not picking Max or definitely not Lando. He's a teammate killer or
the chosen one,
Lewis.
That would be all Ferrari or God, all Mercedes.
I'm gonna go with, I mean, this is so like, is this a fan fiction? Like, am I an F1?
Like, obviously,
I know, but I mean, what's, are we actually just teammates or like, what's going, like, what's the deal?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you are an F1 driver and you get to choose where you go. Like,
I know, but I'm saying, like, are we just strictly teammates?
Like, yeah, do you think you're gonna like your teammates to love?
That's what I'm saying. Is it a fan fiction? That's why I'm saying.
Okay, not that version of a fan fiction. You are just teammates.
You're just
teammates. Like you, like yes, you want to beat them, but also like, who are you going to be making content with? Like,
right.
You got to pick someone who like you're going to mesh.
Okay,
well
I'm going to go with Carlos.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah,
that's a good choice.
Yeah,
I like Carlos. All three of those.
Thanks.
Yeah,
me too. I think it'd be great. And I feel like Carlos also. Well, I actually think everyone that I considered would be like open to having a female teammate. But like
Lewis for sure.
Lewis for sure. Oh my God. He'd be like, yeah, he'd be on the forefront fighting on the front lines for
100%
to be an F1. I'm trying to think of who would be like
Fernando. Checo. There's that video of him.
Yeah. Cause I was gonna say Pierre would be my other choice, but I could see. Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna go with Carlos. How about you?
I want Toto for sure. I think I want the Ferrari car, not the strategist, but the car.
But you're taking. You said team, so you're kind of taking the team.
Oh shit. That's true. I'm ruining my own question.
Yeah.
It pains me to say Red Bull. I am not a Red Bull girly, but I can't deny.
They know what they're doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Also, feminist queen Hannah on the wall. Love to see it. Feminist
queen. Red Bull is a feminist queen. I also like how we just like there's like one woman and we're like feminist queen. Like I saw some clip on the internet. It was actually because it was like, you know, all the videos about previous Monza winners, and it was this video after Daniel won, and it was him like after he won on like his, you know, cool down lap He was like, he said something like thanks to the guys and the girls or something like that. He said guys and girls. Everyone was like, but everyone was like, oh my God. Oh, like, geez. And it's like, you guys,
like crowning him.
Yes.
The like yes, king of yes, the feminists.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like equality. Cause it, you know, most people say like, yes, boys or whatever, yeah, you know, yeah. Which I think is just
sure,
like a,
sure.
thing that they say. I don't think they necessarily are like ignoring all the women, but
no, but yeah,
but it is something
that, like, is a male,
and so it is true, like, for him to say, like, that's he should say that, but it was funny that people were just acting like it was some major thing. It's like, okay, like, let's not applaud people for doing like the bare minimum, but anyway,
yeah, okay, Toto, Red Bull, and then my driving partner. I think, honestly, I want to say Charles, even though I would probably, you know, I'm okay being a number two driver. I'm fine with that.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're more competitive than I am. That's fine. Okay, that's fine. It.
Okay, but to be honest, we should say, like, Nicholas Latifi should be our team.
No, he's a liability.
But he would, we'd beat him.
Yeah, but Nicholas also Latifi. I don't want to make content with him.
No. No.
No.
Esteban Ocon?
No.
Just kidding.
You guys are all going to figure out who I really do not like.
Okay. Okay. This is a funny one. You're in an F1 fan fiction. Put yourself in one. Okay.
Great.
Okay. Who's okay? So you're casting three people in these different roles.
Okay. Like current drivers.
Yes.
Okay.
Who is your best friend that helps you get through all your stuff that you're going through in said fan fiction?
Okay.
The guy you're supposed to be with, mm-hmm. but you don't have that spark. The guy you shouldn't be with, but want to be with.
Okay.
Why'd you give me that face?
Because I think you're going to like my answer. Well, my last answer. Okay. So my best friend, I'm going to say Danny.
Okay.
I just feel like he could bring some levity to situations and
humor,
give some solid advice. You know, I feel like he'd be great for that. Okay, the guy that I should be with,
supposed to be with, but you don't have that spark.
Tricky. I think I'm gonna say Charles.
Yep.
Yeah, you know my answer for the last one.
Pierre
screaming, crying on the bathroom floor. Yeah, Pierre.
And that would be very controversial because, you know, the Pierre friends. And Charles. Yeah,
ruining a friendship over
ruining
here.
A friendship.
Sorry.
That's good. That's good. Okay, do you have a...
This one is just straight up directed at you. So
great.
I feel like you've mentioned this on the podcast before, maybe. So we are in Kansas City. The Buffalo Bills play the Chiefs in Kansas City. Is it the week before Austin?
Yes.
Yes. We are hoping, praying to anyone who will listen out there in the universe. Uh-huh. That Daniel Ricciardo is going to be in attendance at this game.
Yes.
In Kansas City.
Yes.
So my question is, I mean, obviously we're going to be creeping on his social media, seeing if he will post, which I don't think he will, but, you know, a dream.
You know what we got to do is
we have to go to every single popular barbecue spot.
Well, yes, but we also have to, and listen, okay, so this potentially might be coming out after this event occurs. So if it does, you know, you'll have found out and this will be fun to, like, go back and whatever. Hannah will not be in town. She's going to be in Chicago for Harry Styles.
Oh,
jealous. So it's up to us.
It's up to us.
My thing is, we're gonna have to start following, like, we need to follow, like, Michael on Instagram.
Yeah,
like, following the peripheral people that may be with him that might
good
be
call.
Posting instead of him.
Okay, good call. Good call.
Yeah.
So my actual question here is, if you were to see him, what would you do?
That's a great question and one that I thought a lot about.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's two ways to play it, because there's one way of being like, I shocked that you're seeing him. Mm-hmm, like, why are you here?
Oh my God. Fancy seeing you here.
There's another way of playing it of like, I'm aware that, not that I'm aware that you're here, but like, I know, oh, the Bills are playing. I get why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
So the question, the first thing is, am I surprised to see him, or am I, what am I, you know, how do I play that initial part? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
See, okay, you said that. And then I was like, oh, I think I know. Like, not that I would ever have the balls to do this, but I would, like, in a dream world, if I saw him, I'd like to think I'd be like, go Chiefs, you know, like try and, you know, spark some friendly competition here, because obviously he's going to be rooting for the Bills. So I can be like, hey.
But do you say, like, you don't say his name. You don't acknowledge that you know him. You just say, go Chiefs. And then he'll.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I didn't think about that.
You know what I mean? Like, do you, like, that's always the part of, like, actually having the conversation with him is not one that is intimidating to me, or like, I'm worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the, initial, how do I get your attention? That's always the awkward part.
See, I think that, so in my head,
yeah, tell
the
me.
Way this scenario goes tell down, me. He's going to be at Joe's, Casey, the
yeah.
barbecue spot,
yeah.
like the original yeah. gas station one.
Yeah.
Which is a shame I'm moving because my current apartment is so close to that.
Well, we'll just
keep stalking.
We'll
keep driving by.
Yeah.
Keep driving by.
Yeah.
My thought is, yes, he would go there and he would dine in for the full experience because it's, you know, just a legit gas station turned like world famous barbecue restaurant.
Yes.
I would like to think that, you know, he's sitting down. I'm walking in. I'm yeah. in line.
Okay.
We make eye contact from across the gas station.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And then I get closer.
Okay.
And then I don't even know. And just in my head, I'm like, yeah, go Chiefs. Like, you know, like I'm acknowledging yes. that I know who he yes. is and I know he's a Bills fan.
Yes.
So I'm just like trying to be, you know,
see,
cheeky.
The other like, thing is like, should I be wearing his merch? Should I wear his sweatshirt? Because then would he be like, oh my God, that girl's wearing my merch.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like that could be a good play.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it has to be like his actual yeah. merch, yeah. like not like yeah. Etsy merch.
No. I mean, yeah, I have that sweatshirt. I can wear that sweatshirt.
Yep. Okay.
And
I think that's the move.
And
you
but
will
then,
be living in that sweatshirt that whole weekend.
I will.
You to know.
And then this is a coincidence that I'm wearing this sweatshirt mm-hmm. or is it,
yeah, you know, we're just out for barbecue. Same as you, you know, so
yeah.
Crazy,
cause
so
I think that would be more of like he would be more like, oh my God.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Someone's
a good
wearing
call.
My merch.
Yep. That's the play. That's the
yeah.
move.
And then I would be like, oh, and then I'd be like, oh my God, Daniel Ricciardo. And then,
oh my God, Daniel Ricciardo.
I didn't know you were going to be here. And then I'd be like
stalking your social media or anything.
No. And then I'd be like, you must be here. Like, you're here for the Bills game. Well, Chiefs game.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, I'm going to Austin next week.
Yes.
And
yes. And then you get McLaren
yeah.
paddock passes, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I hate them too. Like, I'm on
Zach
your side.
Brown.
Trash.
Do you want to be in a thruple? That'll be my final question.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's good. No, I think that's the right way to do
it. I think that's the right way to do it. I think those are all the right steps. In order.
Yeah.
But who's to say what would actually happen if I actually saw him? I think I have zero concerns about him being like nice or whatever.
Yeah,
I think he would be very nice and very, very pleasant.
Yeah. Absolute gem.
Yeah. No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't be like, because that is a concern, I think, when you see someone famous. Is like, are they going to be like, how are they going to respond to me? Are they going to be mean? Are they going to be nice? That's not what if that's not my concern.
No. He'd be a peach.
Yeah, I think he'd be very nice. okay. Okie dokie. Okay. Okay. Here's a question from Instagram. Who do you think is the best to party with and what are their drinks of choice?
Mm. I mean, Daniel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. And honestly, I think he's just like a beer guy. I can see him like having other drinks and stuff, but I just, you know.
Yeah, like he likes wine.
That's true. But I feel like if we're going out, he's not getting wine.
I actually don't think he's getting beer.
Oh,
I think he's probably like a whiskey guy.
I can see that too. I
could something see disgusting. No offense.
I don't know. Either one.
Probably depends on where you are.
Exactly. You need context.
Yeah. Now, but here's the thing. Like, okay, so who do you think the best is to party with? Like, is this a party? Like, where are we? What's the party?
Like, are we clubbing?
Yeah,
are we at like a dive bar? Right, because, that's the mood.
Because the dive bar is 100% Daniel.
Yeah. But
I'm saying the dive bar is Daniel. The club, I might want to bring someone else.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
You know, like I don't know that I'm bringing Daniel to a club.
Yeah, maybe like 6 years ago, but maybe not like present day.
He's
Daniel.
So old.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, I know. He's not. He's just. It's
yeah.
It different. Fit his vibe. Yeah. I don't feel like.
Yeah.
I'd bring Pierre to a club.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know that he like. I feel like he's like a viber. He's not like a dancer, like a partier.
He's not like raging, but he's having a good time.
He's having a great time. I'm sure he always has a fabulous time whenever he goes to any club. Okay. What else do I have? Okay. This one's a little bit, I think I know the answer to this. It's a PG-13 rated R question.
Oh boy.
Okay. Driver you'd want to have a one night stand with.
Oh, Pierre.
Yeah. It's an easy question.
I know. I feel like our opinions are very similar when it comes to like, these.
I think our biggest difference is, well, I'm much more of a Daniel girl than you are.
Yeah.
You're much more of a, I won't say much more, but you're more Carlo. More Carlos Charles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more, but you, I was going to say,
I still love Danny and Pierre, but I feel like Danny and Pierre are like your top two for sure. And I think mine are more often
Carlos and Charles for sure.
Ask me on another day. But yeah,
I'll see you on a Thursday at 3.
Totally different.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, you are much more of a Lando apologist.
Oh, yeah, I do love Lando.
Which I like Lando as well.
I know you're in a horrible position because you are such a hardcore Danny defender that it's hard for you.
It has nothing to do really with Lando, like as a
drive.
It's
Zach's fault.
Right. I put no blame towards him for that. It's just, it's his kind of, like he's as a Jenny from the Red Flag said, he's King Joffrey. Like, he just is a little entitled brat sometimes, but like, that's why we love him. You know,
he's so cute.
He's And he's also a fucking dumb.
True. And I just saw a TikTok this morning where it was old, but he legit could not say the word statistics. I was like, honey.
Well, I meant more of like his whole breakup situation.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't blame him. If I was a 22, 23 year old young boy running those streets, I mean, God, I don't know that I'd have any. I'm surprised more of them are not.
It is actually shocking that every single driver, it seems like, has a girlfriend or a wife or something. You would think, I guess we don't really know Pierre's status, TikTok rumors, whatever. But like, it is shocking how many of them are locked down. You'd think they would just be living it up right now.
I think I have a theory about this.
Sure.
Well, I think some of them, a lot of them were living it up. It just so happens like this at this very time. They're not.
It's so interesting.
You know, but my theory on this is so much of their lives is like chaotic. They're constantly traveling. They're constantly on the road. Like so much of their life is unsettled that like that's their part of the life that like I think they like to have that kind of like stability. Like there's like a stableness to having a partner in their life.
Could be. Yeah.
Whereas, you know, if they were just, that's why I feel like they'll all get divorced or break up when they stop. They stop racing. That's my theory. Did I not say to you like a couple months ago my theories about who's gonna break up and stay together?
I mean,
and I said to you,
do we want to share your ultimate prediction?
Should we? I think we should. Let's just share it because that's not what I want. I'm not wanting this to happen.
You're just predicting.
It is just a prediction that I have. So I predicted that Lando and Luisa would break up. I said, and that wasn't a shocking.
I mean, what is he, 22 or something like that? Yeah.
Whether it was when it happened or I was 6 months from now, they were not
expecting them to get married by any means. But no.
But I definitely thought that's not going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
But
the bigger one,
my shocking hot take is not even a hot take. My prediction is I think that Charles and Charlotte will break up.
Yeah. Do you have a timeline for this?
I'm saying, okay. Well, no, I don't have a timeline for it, but maybe isn't that shocking of a statement because again, he's 24.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I know they've been together for a while, but like, it's not like he's 34. I don't know. It's not as big of a take, but, my theory is this. I have this thought. It's... What?
No, keep going.
Okay.
Keep going.
So there's a thing often we see in Hollywood where two people are together, and then at some point in the relationship, one of the people in the relationship skyrockets to fame or starts to get accolades, achievements that they maybe didn't have when they initially got in the relationship.
Do you have a specific couple in mind?
So like Anna Faris, Chris Pratt is a good example of this.
A perfect example.
They got married. They're both kind of on the same level. And in actuality, Anna Faris was probably more famous than Chris Pratt because she was the one in movies and he was just a TV actor.
Yeah.
Well, then during their marriage, he loses a bunch of weight and he becomes a movie star. Yeah. And marriage did not last. And I think part of that has to do with the fact that he became a different person. And you can either, 100%. As I say, grow together or you don't. But I think it causes a lot of, there's a whole thing about when actresses get Oscars, when Oscars, they like end up getting divorced. Like Reese Witherspoon got divorced after she won her Oscar.
Yeah.
Hilary Swank, Sandra Bullock. There's all these different things. And so I have this. So I think it also applies to sports as well. Like athletes, like an athlete is a certain level. And then if they start to get more famous and get more, you know, acclaim and success, what? Why are you laughing?
Because I'm just thinking about our tennis example that you once again called.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we talked about in our tennis episode.
So. Yes. But so I feel like with Charles, when he and Charlotte were together, started dating, you know, he was an F1 driver, but like, he wasn't the star.
Yeah.
He is going to be. And I really believe. So my theory is that when because I'm manifesting it into existence, when he becomes a world champion.
Yes.
Whether it's next year before that or year after that.
Yeah.
He is going to skyrocket to fame. He is going to become the next.
He's
going
to get that boss campaign.
Yeah. He's going to be he's going to be like the Lewis Hamilton adjacent of F1. Yeah. That's not Max Verstappen's bag. That's not Max Verstappen's thing. Like, I am not predicting Max and Kelly to break up, even though they very well might, because I don't think Max has aspirations for anything more than just what he does on the racetrack. Not that I think Charles is going to be like going off and being some like fashion guru like Lewis and Met Gala red carpets, but I could see him embracing the lifestyle more. And I think that will lead to them breaking up.
Okay.
So
you heard it here first.
I should say a date. I'm going to say, okay, so I'm going to say within a year.
Okay.
Within a year, they will have broken up.
Okay.
Watch them get married and like live a happily ever after. And again, this is not what I want.
Right. Just a prediction.
I genuinely have kind of like zero opinions about any of their relationships and like whether I want them to be together or not. I don't really, I'm not like, you know, whatever. It is. What it is. It's just my prediction. Okay. Do you have any other questions or do you want?
No, I feel like we had all of mine. I didn't have a time.
There's some more on here. Okay. And another person asked, who's the best kisser? That's hard to say.
Carlos.
Okay.
Because I would totally know the answer to that, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm just going off of vibes.
We're willing to test it out, do a kissing booth.
Monaco next year.
Yeah. For charity. let me go. I'm trying to go through all the I almost more so want to predict who I think is gonna be the worst.
Max. Sorry guys, I really don't like Max.
I was going to say Esteban.
That was my number two. Yes. Yeah. Like worst, not best. Worst.
Best. I don't know. I mean, it's so hard. I mean, again, we don't even see them kiss anyone.
It's not. Again, that's why we're going up the vibes.
It's not like a movie, though, where you can like, kind of get some sense of an idea. The person that it would be, and this is why it wouldn't be Carlos. It's the person who hasn't always been good looking, who's kind of had to fight, had, you know, it's always,
is this you making a case for Daniel?
No. I'm just saying that as like who wasn't always, who's had to kind of like,
I know what you're saying,
you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it could be a case for Pierre.
I knew that was going to be the other option. I know you.
You do. Okay, what other some of these this is a funny, we'll end on this one. Which driver do you think is more likely to leave the house with only one shoe?
What?
Like who would walk out of the door with just one shoe on their foot?
I'd like to think that none of them are that
Just, you know, they're in a rush and oh shit, I only have one shoe.
Lando? That was my first Lando. Thought. Yeah.
What happened to my shoe? Where's my shoe?
Where's my shoe?
Oh, okay. This is a good one too. Okay. Sorry. Who would be the most, okay, let's, okay, who would be the most fun to double date with if we were, like, let's say we were,
like, we are the Wags.
Sure, sure. Again, yeah, no, we're on the date. We're us two on the date together. Yeah.
Oh, it's a beer and you key.
Honestly, though, actually.
I know. I'm only half joking.
Okay. They're the alternative, but for the actual. I mean, they do go on dates together.
I know.
And it is okay, and like it is like very cute to think about, like when they went to eat that like steak in Australia, and like Pierre was like, "Okay, I'm gonna take a picture of you now." You know, like it's very cute.
I love that.
It's very cute. Okay, sorry. Who were you gonna say?
I don't know. Like, are we saying that like another driver and their current girlfriend?
No. Okay. Two okay. drivers. So, like one okay. of them comes on okay. date with me. One's on with you.
Okay. Well, I'll say Daniel.
Okay. Well, yeah, and he'd just be like fun to be hang around.
Yeah, he's a good hang. Honestly, I would say probably him and Pierre.
Great. Let's make it happen. Where should we go? And okay, and then what will we do?
I feel like this is a good like. We need to either start or end at like a dive bar type of situation, okay. like get a drink somewhere either first or just like end there. I think a sporting event would be fun.
Okay. Maybe tennis. They will play tennis.
Should we invite them to the French Open after Monaco next year?
Yeah.
Manifesting.
That'd be fun.
No.
We can draw out of a hat. It could be like, we have to draw out of a hat to see which one's with which.
Actually, I mean, yeah, there's no losing.
Yeah, there's no losing.
Do you have a different answer?
No, I don't.
Beautiful.
I was gonna say I feel like Daniel and Carlos could be fun.
That yeah, I mean, of course, that was my second. Yeah, we're
like
answer.
Not like we talk about like five drivers like in rotation in Sorry. Various forms. And it's yeah. like, some people like, never get any.
Imagine someone here is like a huge like who have we not even talked about,
like Mick Schumacher.
Yeah. Baby Mick. Someone's like a huge Mick fan. Haven't mentioned him once.
Okay. Just because it popped in my head. Today, at this very current moment, mm-hmm. you have to rank your top five.
Okay.
And including all things. Everything is accounted for.
Not just hotness.
No. Personality. Driver. Mm-hmm, just mm-hmm. vibes.
Okay.
How they are as human beings.
Okay.
And I'll, you know what? I'm going to say six. People because okay, I know
well, you already know who my top six are. It's just like a manner yes, of
I think I do
correct
order. Oh wait, no, sorry.
Well, yeah, because we already talked about
seven.
It. Oh, just throwing a wild card there at the bottom.
Okay. Well, I think I know who your seventh person is, or I should know.
I don't even know if I know.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll say number one will be Charles.
Okay.
Number two will be Carlos. Number three is gonna be Pierre. Number four is going to be Daniel. Number five is going to be Lewis. Six will be Lando. Seven.
You know it.
Do I?
Yes.
Now I feel like I'm forgetting someone.
One of those people's teammates. That you just mentioned.
Yuki?
Is he not?
I don't know. I don't know if he is. I was gonna honestly,
Yuki's in my top six.
Of course he is. I mean, he is just precious gem of a man. Honestly, it might be between
I was gonna say, wait. Alex Albon?
No.
Oh.
No. Also precious gem of a man. But...
Wait, Seb.
No.
Mick.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's just so cute. I don't even like, he's not like the others where like there's some level of attraction there. Like, yes, he's cute, but like, I think he's so sweet, you know?
But you like him more than Yuki?
Retriever. Yeah, that is tough.
I mean,
he has the personality that Mick doesn't have. I don't know. I think I'm obsessed with like the Schumacher legacy and like the lore around it.
What about the Tsunoda legacy?
Okay, yeah, we'll say Yuki 7.
Also, like, you have to get, now I feel like this whole episode should be just about Pierre and Yuki, because I'm also obsessed with the pictures of Pierre and Yuki's parents. It's like the in-laws are meeting. Like, literally, yes. It's so cute.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You really don't ever see any, I guess, except for, well, they're not like their teammates, but like, I was thinking of when Lewis and Checo's dads.
Oh my god, that was iconic.
Hugging, kissing each other.
With like Tom Cruise just like awkwardly standing on. He ruined the moment.
You don't often see like the parents, both parents, like,
yeah,
really, you know, having a grand old time. I don't, and there's just something like very, also this is maybe taking it like to an extreme, but like there's something very like we are the world, you know? like it's like this Japanese boy and this French boy, and like they would have never ever come across like paths if it wasn't for F1, and like this world brought them together, and like it's beautiful. I'm sorry. Do you not see that? Like, like, you know, we come from different backgrounds and cultures, but like we can all laugh about beans.
What? Beautiful sentiments.
Thank you. Absolutely beautiful. I think it's really, really beautiful. And like, you know, Yuki's dedication to learning French, and
yeah,
Giuseppe. Croissant, merci.
Icon.
So, God. Anyway, this episode is dedicated to Pierre. Yep. May they live on forever, even if they're no longer teammates. I mean, you know, who knows in the future?
I know.
And otherwise,
I know.
Maybe if, like in the future, like if one of them's not, you know, like out of F1 or whatever, mm-hmm. Pierre, like they can hire the other one as like their performance coach.
Can you imagine Yuki as a performance coach, the one who literally hates working out more than anything? Oh my God. Oh my God.
I want to like, I actually want to get like that quote. You know how like I got that quote, the Succession quote from my parents? I want like Yuki's quote about waking up and having to do a workout. I want to put that on like a thing and frame it. Like, I think that would be funny.
Amazing idea. Someone on Etsy.
What is the quote? It's like waking up.
I hate morning workouts.
Like, it just ruins my whole day.
My whole day, yeah.
Icon. Okay. Well, Erin, thank you so much. This was so fun.
Such a joy.
Such a joy. I hope people listening to this liked it, laughed, had a good time. We'll be back with, I'm sure, much more F1 content. Keep sending us all your thoughts. And I appreciate all the DMs we've been getting, people sending us stuff about their thought. It's been very great and fun to have people interacting with us. So thank you.
They know
and
you well.
They do. Okay, guys. Toodaloo.
Bye.